Jason Coyle with River Bird. Jamie Lovett produced a nice one on the weekend, Agent Pipper. Morning, Jamie.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
This is a nice-looking filly. You paid $200,000 for her at the Gold Coast Sales. What was it that attracted you to her? Because she won the Gym Crack, I think, in Western Australia as a two-year-old, and then the form was, it was okay.
Yeah, no, look, I think it'd be fair to say she probably the form tapered off a little bit, but I guess from a residual value, Sean, she'd already won a Group 3 race over there in the West, so she was a bit of a bet to nothing, really, we thought, at 200. So obviously, winning that race on Saturday, yeah, it doesn't enhance the value from a pedigree perspective, but it's certainly the prize money here in New South Wales so good. So we're fortunate that the owners and our partners in the filly have had a result straight up.
Where to? I mean, what are your expectations for the Jamie?
Oh, look, I think she's above average. I mean, to look at over the years, Sean, those better WA horses that come over to the eastern states perform more than often stacked up. If they run fast time and they're good fillies or horses over there, it seems to stack up. And I do think, you know, she's a very fast filly, as we saw there on Saturday. And she's the sort of filly that I think she could certainly win a black dot race here in New South Wales or even Victoria over the spring.
What was the wrap-up after the race from the stable? What impression did they give you?
Oh, look, we albeit she didn't start tight in the market, we're quite bullish about her chances. She's a filly that ever since she's arrived, obviously we haven't had her long, but Chris has been quite impressed with her gallop last Saturday morning at Newcastle. She worked up with Guard of Honour, who's he's a bit of a morning glory. He doesn't always take to the races, but he's a very good track worker, and that filly dropped him, which not many do. So we thought she would run well, albeit we haven't really had her long enough to back her with confidence. But I wasn't shocked that she won, but it was probably more of a surprise just the way she did win the race.
She was strong. She was quick and she was strong.
Absolutely. And I think the most pleasing thing about it, Sean, was the fact that I think if you look at her form, she was probably pigeonholed a little bit of a 5 furlong or 1,100 metre filly. But the way she ran through the line at 1,100, you would suggest she'll probably get 6 furlongs.
Yeah.
Sort of opens up a few more options for her going forward.
Now, we're getting used to seeing your colours bob up regularly now, and in the staying races, we're looking towards the spring, of course. I noticed a couple of horses getting mentioned, Torcedor and Danceteria.
Yeah, look, they're obviously two of our horses that are, they're both abroad. They're both racing in the coming months. So Danceteria will run in there's a Group 1 mile and a quarter race at Munich. And that's in 2 weeks' time. And Torcedor, I think, the following week after that. It could even be a fortnight after. He'll kick off in a 2,800-metre race in Berlin. So they're both sort of on target now. Hopefully, if we could get a result with Danceteria, then obviously we'd love to get invited to the Cox Plate, and Torcedor would come straight into a Melbourne Cup, all things being well.
The German form has held up over the years, hasn't it?
It's been very good to us. It's something, you know, over the years, the likes of Lucas Kranich and Marwingo, Protectionist, they've all sort of come out of German races, and they didn't really race internationally other than Germany, and the form certainly stacked up here in Australia, and going forward, even that little mare that won last Saturday at Rosehill Attention Run, she came out of a German race. So I think, the right form lines over there, if they replicated here in Australia, they're certainly group horses or better.
You seem to have really nailed it properly to find, as you said, the right races and the right horse to bring out here to Australia, because early doors we saw ones like Drum Taps and they looked like they needed 5 mile.
Yeah, look, I mean, we can all get it wrong. I mean, we've certainly got horses that have disappointed as well, but I think if you get it right more often than not, then you know where to go back to. And certainly the form lines and look, we're big. My partner Luke Murrell's obviously he's done a lot of form with regard to times, and we've got a system now that we follow fairly closely. And again, if they can replicate their form in Europe and run the times that they do there and do it here in Australia, obviously they're going to travel and acclimatise and all those other factors. But if they do it, we're fairly confident when they arrive here that they'll be good enough.
Jamie, locally, what have you got on the ground here now that are your serious spring carnival contenders?
Oh, look, we're probably a bit of a rebuilding stage there, Sean. We had a lot of younger horses that probably in terms of dollars. Inexpensive horses. We've bought some maidens in class one. We've only produced recently the likes of our candidate who ran second in town the other day, Love Zilly, another fairly lightly raced staying horse, won 3 out of 4 since it's arrived. They're the sort of types of horses that we've got coming through that we'd like to think would step up and sort of be on the fringe of those better races in the spring. And then I guess we go back to our, you know, the likes of Red Cardinal, who won the Parramatta Cup and the Sky High early in the year. So they're horses that'll, they're back in training, and they'll be aimed at the better races. And the likes of the Sydney Cup winner, Sharo, he's on target to kick off in about a month, I believe. And he's obviously on a Melbourne Cup path as well.
You've targeted middle distance or staying horses predominantly, haven't you?
Oh, look, I mean, we have, and certainly it's amazing, you know, like if we buy a horse from Europe and put it to our ownership base, they sort of fill very quickly. I mean, the, you know, the old saying, the further they go, the worse that they get. And out here in Australia, obviously, we don't breed those sort of horses. Everyone wants to breed a 5 furlong horse in Australia. So if you can get them, and it's ironic because the prize money, once you get to a mile and a quarter and beyond, the prize money is as good as anywhere in the world. So it's always been our model. And fortunately for us, we've got the, you know, the ownership base and the clients that back us if we buy these horses. So it's nice to be able to target the big races every autumn and spring. And, you know, even the winter this year, we had a crack at the winter with some of our staying horses, and Big Duke ran super up there again, and 60s Groove won the Brisbane Cup for us. So over a 12-month period, there's a race for all of them.
Well, look, we wish you luck. You're going to have some fun, I think, with Agent Pippa. And good luck through the spring, too. Let's hope they all stand up for you, too, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean.